this upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you next by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe and Seabwing Ice Hardware, and also by Bretzky Siding and Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Aspire Rural Health Systems, in partnership with the Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation, will be offering free heart health screenings for teenagers between the ages of 13 through 19 on Saturday, March the 14th, from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Hills and Dales Healthcare of Cass City. The event includes a medical history review, blood pressure check, an electrocardiogram with a pediatric cardiologist on site to evaluate the results and order an echocardiogram if needed. The screenings are designed to detect conditions such as hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a leading cause of sudden cardiac death in young athletes. The program is supported in part by the Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation, which was created in memory of Thomas N. Smith, a Flushing high school senior who died in 2011 from an undiagnosed enlarged heart. Parents must pre-register their teenagers due to limited space and complete the required paperwork in advance. Registration information is available online at aspirehs.org. And in other news for today, despite temperatures being double digits below zero in January, the expansion of a Tuscola County business has stayed on target to be completed sometime in the next 4 months. According to Tuscola County's Economic Development Corporation, Stemco Products have a 25,000 square foot building addition that's expected to be completed by April. The EDC worked with the Village Council for the company to receive a tax abatement for Stemco's $2.2 million expansion project. The expansion means job security for the company's current staff and additional jobs created once the expansion is completed. The company has been in business since 1951 and makes seatbelts, hubcaps, kingpins, and other automobile parts. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news. Even though there was not a vote of no confidence, it is showing in the ACW Unionville Fire Department, where the fire board, including representatives from Akron, Columbia, and Wisner Townships, as well as the village of Unionville, approved placing an advertisement for a new fire chief to oversee their collective department. It is believed that this would be the first time in the history of the all-volunteer department that someone that wasn't from within the department became the fire chief. There's been some turmoil in that operation for several months, with a few fire chiefs being selected, only to end up resigning that position within a few months. There's also been some other officers in the fire department who resigned their positions but stayed on as regular firefighters. There's also been statements made about interference of some of the fire board members who oversee the department, as well as with firefighters that are part of the organization. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and next up for your news for today. When the Lapeer City Commission meets tomorrow on Tuesday, February the 17th, they're expected to approve several recreational upgrades. The meeting was changed from today to tomorrow because today is President's Day. According to the preliminary agenda, the commission is expected to approve construction of 6 pickleball courts and 2 tennis courts for a cost of $267,357. Construction for that project is expected to start in the spring at Crampton Park. And another proposed upgrade would be replacing the restroom and locker room partitions at the community center, which are beginning to show their age. And also, they're considering replacing the UV system at the pool, which uses germicidal ultraviolet light to kill bacteria inside the pool, reducing the need to use any harsh chemicals. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return right after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Monday, February the 16th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news and obituaries for the hour has been brought to you now by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe and Sebring Ace Hardware, and also by Bretzky Siding and Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167.